If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
Okay, so your partner decides to either completely shave off their beard or to grow a beard after always being clean shaven. Does this change how attracted you are to them? You can text us this morning at 92925. The reason we're talking about this is because Justin Trudeau's new beard is trending on Twitter. It has been. Mm-hmm. It's taken over Twitter. He has this new kind of salt and pepper beard that he debuted this week on social media. Some people are calling it shaped stubble because it's not super long. We're not talking like a big hipster beard, but it's there. I kind of like it. I'm into it. But what do you think of the beard? Like, Andy, you mentioned that it really changes the way you see him.
I was excited about this beard. I now see him as a little bit more distinguished, more trustworthy, dare I say more manly. Mm. And Justin Trudeau,
wow.
I mean, he's a handsome man. I'll give him that. He's a handsome man. And this is like, it's a new level for him. I really, really like it.
More than like handsome, he's always been kind of pretty too. Like he's very beautiful. He's very beautiful. And now I can see how it changes. He looks older to me with the beard for sure. I don't know if I'd say I find him more or less attractive. I don't know if I'd go either way.
It's going to shift people's impressions of him because when you vote for someone, you vote for their face. And if they change their face halfway through their campaign or after an election, you're technically not really voting or under the same person. And so it's going to throw people off. It's true. It's true. It's not the same face that you see on the poster
boards.
Yeah,
but it's just facial hair. Women change their hair. Women, you know, makeup's different. Clothing is different. Some people say that he is trying to make a statement that he's a new and changed man because last year was not a great year for him, even though he was reelected. There were a few scandals, right?
Yeah, just a couple.
Personally, I think I'm over the beard, like with guys. Like, I don't think I don't hate it. I'm not saying like I would never date somebody with a beard, but I'm out of the like, oh, I love the beard. I want to see the beard on guys all the time. But I can understand how that is different for certain people. So if you went home and suddenly shaved off your beard, Andy or Sam, because you have a beard too, would that change the way your significant other kind of like sees you?
It'd be a shock. It'd be one of those things that I should probably tell Kelly that I'm about to do beforehand. It was one of those. It'd be that major of a facial change, right?
Because she'd feel like you're a different person, like Sam said.
Yeah. Well, she's only known me with this face. She's seen pictures with me without a beard before, but she's never seen it in real life.
Right. I've had to shave my beard once, and she was devastated. Mm. Devastated to the point where she didn't recognize me. She didn't want to be with me because she literally felt like she was with a stranger.
Nobody looks as different. Nobody looks as different without a beard as Sam.
Right?
Can we post pictures before and after?
Oh, no.
There's literally nobody on the planet who looks like a different person.
Stay in there.
I'd feel catfished too if you came home and shaved off your beard. Absolutely. I would. 92925, what are people saying on our text line?
This text from Stephanie says, my husband did this a while ago. He was, he shaved off his beard. He grew a beard. He was clean shaven all the time that I'd known him, and he completely decided to go with a 5 o'clock shadow, and she found him a little bit more attractive.
Okay. I told you I'm gonna tell you why men grow beards. We're gonna get to that coming up in just a second. First, we've got Donna on the phone though. So Donna, are you more or less attracted to your partner when he has a beard?
Absolutely. With the beard is attractive, and without is not.
Okay, really? You actually are not attracted to him without the beard?
I wouldn't say not attracted. I just don't like it.
Is it a rule? Do you ever tell him like that he cannot shave his beard off unless he absolutely has.
He knows. I don't have to tell him.
Do you generally like beards on everybody, or is it just like him specifically?
Him specifically.
Okay, does he have a weak chin like Sam said he has?
No, I don't know. It's just like he looks so different without, and when he has the beard, for me, it's like, wow.
Okay, settle down.
Yeah.
Donna, thanks so much for chatting with us and thanks for listening.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. Okay, this text from Tammy at 92925, she took a guess as to why men grow beards. She says, having a 14 and 17-year-old son, I know that the main reason they started growing a beard was to make them look older, more masculine, so I think that's why men still do it. Have a great day. P.S. Nikki, my Christmas tree is still up. Ah. Take it down, Tammy. It's time to take it down.
I like it.
She's actually not completely wrong about why men grow beards, though. And you know, they've done so many studies on whether or not women like beards. And I know, Sam, you stand by the fact that women are obsessed with beards. But the studies actually don't shed any light on it because there's research that says women don't like beards. Some conclude that they just like a bit of stubble. Yeah. And others claim that women do like beards. So you won't find any research that says, like, this is definite.
Depends on the guy, his eyes, how well it's kept.
There's
how
just no conclusive evidence either way. I think it's really more what's, like, on the inside of the guy. Like, if you're attracted to a guy and he has a beard, you're probably going to like the beard.
So I should shave it off, or is that what you're saying?
Sure. The cool thing is, though, that a lot of research actually agrees on is that beards probably evolved partly to help man seem more manly among other men.
Yeah.
All right. So times in history when there were fewer single or available women, men were more likely to have beards then. Yeah. So when men want to feel more dominant over other men, for women, but keep in mind the women don't really care. They don't necessarily find it more attractive. That's when they grow beards. And I was thinking, now that Andrew Scheer is out, the Justin Trudeau's like competitors all have beards.
That's true. Well, Jagmeet Singh does.
His biggest, I would say his like biggest competitors.
I would like to see Justin Trudeau grow like a long wizard beard like Dumbledore from Harry Potter.
I'm not going to happen.
No.
I think it'd be great. He's the first prime minister in over 100 years to have any facial hair. So this is like, this is new for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not a common thing.
Wow. I think he looks good. He might have like drummed up some votes. No, he doesn't need your votes anymore, actually.
That's right. He's already elected.
Yeah. I've just never seen anybody come in. Andy's like coming in with a Justin Trudeau shirt now. He's like, he's my man. Just because he's got a beard.
We have something in common, him and us.
Oh, God.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, so this woman, her name is Ellis Hensby. She's actually from England, I believe. Took her children to see Frozen 2 over the weekend. And she's self-described as a small person. That's what she said. And she said she got stuck sitting behind a woman who had her hair done up in a bun. And so now she has hit social media, like hardcore, to try and encourage the theater to ban hairstyles.
What?
She said, and I quote, "I couldn't watch a film properly or comfortably because of the inconsideration of someone else." So she wants the movie theaters to ban hairstyles. Like, seriously. And I understand when we go to the movies, people are easily annoyed. There's Tommy Texters, the people who text, right?
Mm-hmm. Texter,
the Susie seat kickers, who we hate too. The people who are making too much noise eating, or the people who won't stop talking, whatever. But this whole hair thing is a new one for me.
This just strikes me as something that'd be easy to fix. I mean, it's a bun. How would you feel if you paid for a movie ticket? You're there with your kids. You sit down. It's a packed theater. And the person has a bun that they could undo, but it's obstructing your view. You can't ask them to take the bun down. You can't ask them to switch seats, right? So what do you do in that situation?
I think these things happen all the time. I don't think we can call the woman's hairstyle wrong any more than we can call the woman's height wrong. That's a silly thing.
It's an inconvenient hairstyle to have in a movie theater because part of you knows that you're kind of blocking something.
But what if she was just that tall? What could I call, if there was a man sitting in front of me who was as tall as her bun, I could say it's inconvenient that you're this tall in a movie theater?
It absolutely is inconvenient. And she was actually suggesting on social media that they have a row specifically for obstructed hair views and for
whining. When people talk about like certain generations being offended by anything, this is what we're talking about. It's a hairstyle.
This is the epitome of 2020.
Yes.
I mean, come on. You know, here's the thing. Such is life. Sorry that this person who had a hairstyle that might have obstructed your view sat in front of you. But you know what? Things happen. You go to a sporting event and maybe you're sitting behind somebody that's taller than you or whatever. Who cares? It happens. And I think you just have to, you know, deal with it.
We've all been there. I would suggest that we're not all jerks and that maybe she, like, was there a solution where she could ask to switch spots with the person? You know, I can understand that it can be frustrating, but to like suddenly start dictating how people can wear their hair in the movie theaters, come on.
But you can have a section, you can have a designated section for people to wear their hair however they want. And because when you go to sporting events or other events and you have a seat that has an obstructed view, it's indicated on the ticket. You never expect to sit in your seat and have what you pay to go see to be obstructed.
You know what? We should just start breeding humans shorter then. Will that make you happy?
You might be onto something.
Or just women with no hair.
There
like
you go.
Women
there you
shave
go.
Off
there.
All of their hair.
That's a solution.
I do not understand this at all. Let's do a quick little poll though, okay? And see how many people actually get where this woman, and I guess Sam too, are coming from. Do you actually think this could be a good idea and could work? You can text us this morning. For me, it's the talkers throughout. The
talking. Those are the worst.
The talkers. Yeah. What do you call them? Tommy talkers.
Chatty Cathys.
Sure. The worst. Anyway, this woman in England took her child to see Frozen 2 over the weekend. She describes herself as a small person, and she said she got stuck sitting behind a woman who had her hair done up in a bun, and now she wants certain hairstyles banned at the movie theater. She said, "I couldn't watch a film properly or comfortably because of the inconsideration of someone else."
I get the frustration. You're paying, and it's expensive to take the family out to a movie. You sit down, and you're blocked by someone, not by like just a tall person, like someone who's deliberately wearing their hair a certain way.
Deliberately wearing their
hair. Well, yeah, it was a bun. I mean, it's like someone wearing a hat. Like, we got a text, someone said, totally get it. Went to a hockey game and the girl in front of me was wearing a fedora hat. Totally obstructed my view. There are certain things you can control and there are certain things you can't. And I think that a bun is something that you can control. So she must have known.
So she could have, like, asked. She could have said, can we switch seats? Like, there's I'm not that. Saying that it's not, like, we're human beings. We have to learn how to coexist in this world without people telling us, like, how tall we can or can't be and how our hair looks.
Yeah, I suppose. Not everyone's comfortable asking people to change their hairs, though.
This text from Julia says, the movie is expensive enough. You don't have time to be worried. The movie's expensive and you have to worry about smuggling in candy. I don't have time to be sorry about my hair.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Exactly. All right, we've got Michelle on the line. Michelle, what do you think of this woman's new mission to have hairstyles banned at the movie theaters?
Just one, ridiculous and disgusting. I went to the theater this weekend to see that same movie with my daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're both rocking buns because those seats are nasty. I'm sorry.
That's so true.
Right. Yeah, you don't want your hair touching them, right?
Lice. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, exactly. And we even put our coats over the back of the seat so that if there's any stray hairs touching, we're not getting lice. We're not getting any kind of communal diseases. Sharing is not always caring in this case.
I agree. I agree. So you think the woman should have just moved?
Yeah, or grab a booster. I mean, I get it. Not everyone is, you know, blessed with height.
Yep.
But grab a booster seat or maybe move or ask the question. But, I mean, come on.
You know who thinks it's a good idea to suddenly start dictating people's hairstyles? The bald guy in this room, Sam. not a hair on his head, Michelle.
No one ever complains about my man bun, so there you go.
I guess not. No, I can understand that. But, yeah, I mean, it's craziness. We're all getting way overly sensitive and expecting the world to adjust to our expectations, and that's just not reality.
I hear you. Thanks so much for chatting with us, and thank you for listening.
No problem. Thanks. Have a good day.
This is a good point on our text line from Julia. It says, this is so sad. I've been to movies or concerts before that are hard to see, but I enjoyed the moment. We've all been there. Like, we've all been there after something and someone says, how was it? It was good, but there's like a guy. Like, it's kind of life. You can't expect like there to be rules in place for everybody to make life easier for you specifically. We could never do that for everyone. Some people are tall. Some people are short. Some people have long hair. Some people have short hair.
The movie was Frozen 2, right?
Yes.
Right. So then the short girl should just let it go.
Let it go.
See what I did that thing? I'm done for the day.
How long did that take you?
When did we start talking?
He's been quiet in here for about like 20 minutes. That's why. He's like, what can I say? I'm going to end this on a huge joke. All right. So I said we'd take a quick poll. So what are most people saying about this situation? Should hairstyles actually be banned in the movie theater?
You know what? 90% of people are against you, Sam. They're saying, too bad, suck it up. Such is life.
Well, like 10%, don't stop fighting for your unobstructed views. Stand up for yourself. That's right. Speak up, because no one's going to speak up for you.
There you go. You can start a GoFundMe if you want to fund your mission. Best of luck.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
When you choose what to wear, how much of that decision is based on how other women might perceive you in public? You can text us this morning at 92925. Okay, so this was the main question of a new study, which found that women tend to sort of like strategically dress modestly in order to avoid aggression from other women. Like, think about when you're dressing yourself. Does this ever cross your mind? So they've done so many studies in what is called intrasexual aggression in men, but there's been very few with women. But with men, they've been studying this forever. But what we do know is that women tend to socially exclude or be indirectly aggressive toward women who are desirable or show signs of being sexually permissive. They're seen as threats, basically. So they just did a study and they found that this is actually in the back of women's minds every day as they get dressed and as they're shopping and choosing what they're wearing. Are other women going to think this is too sexy?
Go ahead. What's going on in your mind when you're getting dressed in the morning? I mean, are you thinking, you know, is anyone else going to wear this? How am I looking? I mean, how do you, like,
Do you know what time I get dressed for work in the morning?
Right. Sorry. So maybe on weekends.
When you go out,
If I'm going out, no, it's what I'd say it's what I feel good in. I mean, keep in mind, this will all depend on your circle too. Like sometimes I show like maybe a little bit of cleavage if I go out, like not anything major, but within my circle, that's very normal.
Do you need to be validated, or do you need anyone else's sort of, not approval, but do you like to run your outfits by anyone before you go out?
Well, sometimes I like to, I don't have to, but sometimes if a friend is over, I'm like, do you like this?
Okay.
What do you think?
And why are you asking them?
why am I asking them?
Them, like, if they approve of, or, like, if they would, or if they consent.
Because I guess, like, clothes and fashion and makeup, it's kind of like a bit of an activity of ours. Like, we enjoy it.
Right.
So it's like, what do you think of this? Do you think I should try these pants? Like,
okay.
we're having fun with fashion.
Are
basically.
You? No. Well, yeah. I mean, I was shocked. I was actually legitimately shocked to see this. I would never have guessed that. I was of the mindset, and I guess it's a really old school, you know, out of date mindset, that women dress to make themselves desirable, or at least look
just
good or impress men. Yeah,
so
exactly.
You felt like every day Kelly was getting up and she's like, what is going to make Andy want me?
100%. Yes.
No,
110%.
Do you know better now after your marriage?
Yes. 110%.
That's the complete opposite.
Well, you know, she'll ask me what outfit she likes. She'll give me an option of a couple of, and she'll say, what outfit do you think looks best? And I'll say that. And then she'll go with the other.
Yeah, exactly.
She'll go with the complete opposite.
Exactly. That's because, and look, something would have to be extremely revealing for it to like flag, for something to be flagged in my head, honestly. Okay. I mean, we live in Montreal. Everybody is so fashionable. You see people wearing like the most beautiful things to work.
Yeah.
Like a little cleavage, a little leg, whatever. Like it would have to be pretty extreme for me to be like, that's a little too sexy
to
think that this day and age it would. But yeah, when it does come down to like opinions, when a woman gives me a compliment and says like, hey, I really like your outfit, I appreciate that more than if you were to say it.
You value that opinion more?
Yes.
That compliment more?
Truthfully, if I came in and one of you were like, hey, I really like what you're wearing today, I'd be like, damn it. What did I do?
Big mistake. Well, let me ask Sam, if you're wearing something and both Nikki and I give you a compliment on what you're wearing.
Which has never happened.
Right. I'm trying to think of what that would sound like.
If it was to happen, whose a compliment or opinion would you value more? Probably Nikki's, right?
Yeah. Definitely hers, yeah.
They know.
I mean, no offense against you.
Yeah. No, none taken.
They know. Yeah. Like, it would be like you. I don't really watch that much sports.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So me like giving an opinion and or a compliment on your sports team, like it wouldn't mean that much coming from you, right?
Right.
Just it's like still be appreciated.
Just like no. You'd probably be like, damn it, I chose the wrong team. You would think whatever I'm saying became too mainstream, right? You'd be like, oh, it's not cool now that she knows what it is.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Same
Nikki shouldn't know that.
We don't want your compliments, Andy. We don't want
good.
Them.
Keep my mouth shut.
All right. We've got Catherine on the line this morning. Catherine, who do you dress for?
I wear what I want, when I want, that makes me feel good and that I feel good in. And
right.
I don't care what anyone thinks.
Nobody.
Good for you, girl.
What about when someone does give you a compliment, though, then? Does it feel good or it's kind of like nothing?
Oh, well, yes, of course. It's always nice to get a compliment.
Yeah.
But if someone looks me down or whatever, I just turn around and go, okay, jealous. You wish you could.
Bye, Felicia. You wish you could. Oh, my gosh. I love you. That's so funny.
My father was always like, don't be a follower. Be your own person. And I remember as a teenager when we'd go shopping, like me and my girlfriend, sometimes my girlfriends would pull out a dress and go, oh, my God, who would wear this? I'm like, do they have my size?
So do you say this study was mostly about wearing, like, revealing clothing? So that it never crosses your mind. Am I showing too much leg? Am I showing too much chest?
No.
Nothing. No?
Oh, God, no. Because you know what? Deep down inside, honestly, as a woman, yourself, if you feel comfortable with yourself and you're proud of your body, what's wrong with that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Basically, it's sad that women, we don't support each other more instead of putting each other down.
You're so right, Catherine. You're the caller of the day,
Catherine.
I don't know what that means, but you have won.
You've won our hearts.
I'll take it. Anyway, have a great day, you guys. Stay safe.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for listening. She's absolutely right, but the thing is, like, a lot of these things are very subconscious. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't talk to most women, and they wouldn't get up saying, "I want to make sure I don't dress sexy for people at work." But they're often like things that are so ingrained in us from like centuries ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually earlier talking about Justin Trudeau and how he has a beard now.
That's right.
And we were talking about that really early this morning. And I mentioned that men grow beards to show dominance over other men.
And here I was thinking this whole time that it was to impress women.
Me too.
Yeah. Exactly. And so again, that's subconscious. You know that men aren't looking in the mirror thinking like, yeah, I'm going to be the manliest person there today. I'm going to outbeard everyone. Right? But these are things that like evolutionarily are like ready, they can leave us now, yeah, but they've been there for like a really long time. So it's a really interesting conversation, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
All right. Did you have a text you wanted to read at 92925?
No, I was just trying to think of other things that I might know more about you than. And, I've been very distracted. Comic book movies, video games.
See, there's
maybe
more.
Maybe.
Keep trying.
I will.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.